Wednesday afternoon to you and yours. Bay Ragney here, Total Drum Radio Rocks. That's right, TDR Rocks with a little noontime edition. Well, noontime if you're here on the East Coast, 9 a.m. out there on the West Coast. But we got some rock and roll Lucifer style for you. This band is freaking kicks ass. If you love 70s hard rock like Sabbath, Blue Oyster Cult, the Heart, Fleetwood Mac. I mean, it's a combination of all the above and more. It's just got a true, definite 70s sound, and it freaking rocks. They're called Lucifer, and features lead singer Johanna Sadonis, who was in a band called The Oath, and actually her husband, Nick Anderson, who you might know from The Helicopters. Them together, they're out here on tour right now in the States. They're actually rolling into Philly this Thursday night. Check them out, Kung Fu Necktie. I'll be there, which means you should be too. And so I got to talk to them the other day. We talked about the new album, the first album, being in the same band with a husband and wife. We talked about the tour in the U.S. and much more. So without further ado, let's do this. Johanna and Nick of Lucifer.
Hello.
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 How you doing?
Very good. How are you?
I'm doing good. And, you know, let me tell you first off, right off the bat. So when the new album came out last year, I hadn't heard of you guys until then. You know, I saw on the Blabbermouth, the article pops up, and I'm like, Lucifer, what's this? So right away, I'm intrigued by the name. And that sucked me in. So I became a fan then. But a few months ago, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and there's a Facebook Live video of you guys in concert. And right at the moment I caught it, you guys were doing a cover of the Paul Stanley song, Take Me Away. And I was like, I'm just in love with these guys now forever because I love that song.
I'm so glad that Paul did it. Paul worked. It's magic.
It's such a beautiful song.
Yes, it is.
What made you guys want to do that song? I mean, that's just, I mean, and it fits you guys perfect.
Well, it started with us being invited to go on the Kiss cruise. And we had previously spoken about the song. And then it was kind of a no-brainer to bring that kind of set list onto the ship, you know, so we kind of play that song live on tour day. It's leading up to the cruise so that on the cruise it would sit tight.
Yeah. I mean, I started listening to Kiss when I was a toddler almost. And so I know. I think Paul Stanley's solo album is a really good album.
Absolutely.
And that song is very good.
Yeah. Now, you guys have any plans to possibly record that? Because I know you guys have done some covers.
Yes.
You going to record it?
Yeah, totally. We'll record it, yes.
That's awesome.
Don't tell anyone.
I know nothing. Now, going back to the band itself, like the sound of the band, I mean, you guys just ooze the 70s, but it sounds original, which is super cool.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
But then it makes me think, like you can hear the influences of the 70s, and then you have, like, there's the band out there now, Greta Von Fleet, that, you know, they have this whole Zeppelin influence, and it's just like I hear them and I just want to, like, no, want no parts of them, and then I hear you guys, it's like, yes, give me more Lucifer, please.
Wow, thank you for the flattery. That's very nice.
Yeah, I think we should sell us or be as big as those guys. Well, I think we should switch around you know, the popularity there.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Absolutely.
I think, you know, classic rock and roll, hard rock, heavy metal should have a place in the mainstream again.
It should. I really scratch my head at times and wonder, like, why it doesn't. But,
yeah.
You know, I think
But maybe
like
it will come around.
Yeah, I think bands like you guys, like,
that, you know, with the 70s sound, because the 70s is, you know, that whole thing is the whole retro thing. Just people are embracing it again, and stuff like vinyl and stuff that people are loving again. I think it's just the perfect time for a band like you guys to like break through.
We'll see
about it. Now, how about the name itself? Like, what made you guys want to call it Lucifer? And were you just kind of like, maybe yes, maybe no, or was like an instant thing? Like, yes, let's do this.
Well, when I founded the band, I wrote down potential band names, and Lucifer, I thought, I can't really do that. I had it on a piece of paper, and then the more I thought about it, I was like, why the hell not? I mean, it's one word. It's super catchy. It has 7 letters, and that's my favorite number. It's people will hate me for it, but also you can't forget it. You know,
right.
It's very in your face. And then, of course, you know what Lucifer stands for. But also, it would make a great logo. You know,
sure.
You know, all these classic rock bands that I love, many of them have like one word that you don't forget as a band name. So yeah, I thought, okay, you can't really do that, but I'm going to do it anyways. I did get some shit for it. I still do sometimes, but oh well.
Now, wasn't, I think I read somewhere, like, your family, like, you had a lot of Christian pastors in your family. So, like, did that, like, freak them out when you called the band Lucifer?
Well, I don't think it's so, like, well, the thing is that my mother's part of the family, yeah, there's, like, a bunch of pastors. My grandfather, he had, like, really high position in church in Berlin. But he passed already. So, but he, even back then when I was a teenager and I had like black hair and I was walking around in black, I think because they're Protestant, so they're a little bit more liberal, you know, it's not like the diehard Catholic, you're not the literal going to hell kind of Christianity.
Yeah.
It's more like a humanistic European approach to it. You know, it's like the Protestants in Germany, they are pretty liberal, and I mean, my cousin, she was like a complete goth, and her mom is a pastor, and that was totally fine. So I think it was more a little bit that they thought it might be a phase for me, you know.
Okay.
Here I am, like 25 years later, and
They always hope it's a phase. I remember when I was growing up, and I came from a Catholic family, you know, and in the 80s, when I was really, really getting into the whole music scene and everything, like, my mom was just begging, like, please tell me this is a phase. Please tell me this is a phase. And, you know, I start teasing my hair out. I'm wearing nail polish. She's like, please tell me this is a phase.
I just told Nick the other day, when I, like, started to discover metal, I had this friend, and she and I used to go like to cemeteries together and so on. And she was Polish, and her mom in Poland, like, you have a lot of crazy Catholics. So she was raised super Catholic. Her mom, you know, like extreme. So her mom took all her stuff, like, and threw it out the window. So I inherited like a B-side album. That was my first like death metal CD.
That's awesome. Now, how about you guys had an original member, Gaz Jennings, who left the band, and he was like one of the main songwriters on the first album. Like, so, like, was that like a tough blow for you? Did you think to yourself, like, you know what, maybe this isn't going to happen?
No, it's more a good opportunity, because I am grateful for the one album that Gaz and I wrote together, but also, the thing is, because my initial idea for Lucifer was way more the way Lucifer sounds now. Then I was looking for somebody to write with, and then I found Gaz, and we wrote the album together. And the first album, because of Gaz's style of playing guitar, it's very particular. You know, you hear that he played in Cathedral, and that's kind of made that album way more like doom, 90s doom sounding than I had originally planned for Lucifer, which was great, though. I loved that album, and I'm very grateful for the first album with him. But at the same time, when he left, yes, I was surprised because he did not tell me before. There was no falling out, no problem, so I did not see it coming, you know. But when he left, I had already met Nicke, and of course I was surprised. At the same time, you know, after like you digested, I thought, oh, this is actually a great opportunity. Now I can turn Lucifer into the direction that I had initially planned. And I spoke to Nicke about it, and Nicke was like, how about I, you know, write with you? And yeah, at first I was skeptic, but then we did it, and it's, like the first song we did together was Dreamer, and then it was clear that we were so much on the same page, you know, with influences and everything, and also aesthetically, not only musically but also aesthetically, how everything is done visually for the band. So right. Yeah, this turned out to be a real stroke of luck for me.
Wow. So, yeah, I mean, that's one of them things where sometimes. Yeah, sometimes things happen for a reason, and I guess that was the reason, you know, on the bigger and better thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'd think, and then, yeah, totally. No, we have a ball, and Nicke and I ended up getting married, and now we have, like, a blast going on tour together. It's really awesome to, you know, to be able to do all that stuff.
Now how's that for you guys? Like, is that difficult sometimes to separate band from marriage?
No, we don't need to. I think it makes it easier. I think it's harder when you have somebody sitting at home, because it is hard to, you know, for people who are not musicians to have a partner that's touring. That can create a lot of tension. This is actually awesome. So I get to enjoy being on tour and have him here. We don't have to miss each other. That's really cool.
That's awesome.
It's like a win, like winning the lottery for me, actually.
That's beautiful. Oh, that's great. Now, Nick, when you approached this Lucifer writing, how did you approach it any differently than you would like the helicopters?
Yeah, because usually I write, I would say 99% of the time I write with myself. So I don't team up with anyone. And I'd never really done this before. So I was curious and excited to see if it was going to work. I had a feeling it would. So what I did was I just started sending Johanna, like, sketches, you know.
Well, first we kind of talked about the direction, you know, like, what kind of song should we, like, what kind of material
we
have.
We talked about stuff, and then... And then I sent her, like, pretty simple garage band demo sketches, which Johanna then started working on with lyrics and melodies and stuff. And then we, you know, talked about that, and it was pretty easy. And it's cool because it would never, a song that we write together would never be the same as if I wrote it myself.
Right.
You would do things different than me, and I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
So, it's good. I thought maybe, you know, I would have a problem with writing with someone else. Not you in particular, Yana, but, like, with anyone. I think maybe if I tried it, like...
Actually, I what did I ask? I said to Nick, do you think this would make you approach things differently in the future, the fact that you've written now with Johanna and you've written with somebody else?
For other stuff than Lucifer, you mean?
Yeah, other than Lucifer.
No, this co-writing thing is exclusively Lucifer. No, I have no idea. In you know, with the other bands that I don't really...
Let anyone.
No, it takes a special person to get into that area of mine. No, I have no idea. I haven't really thought about it, but I guess since we've done it, of course, maybe that, yeah, like you said, maybe that opens up something, but I haven't really given it any thought yet. And
I guess things just kind of happen in life.
Yeah.
You know, you don't plan it.
But no, you're probably right.
Now, you guys are out here on tour in the States. Is this the first time you guys came here to the States? The tour?
No, you've been on a tour.
Yeah, I've done one tour in the first lineup, like 2015, I think.
Okay.
For 6 weeks, we were supporting High on Fire and Paul Bearer.
Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, last year we played Psycho Las Vegas and the Kiss Cruise, which is technically not the U.S.
Mm. Now, this tour you guys are doing, I see it's called Part One. So do you guys already have a Part Two planned?
Yes, there will be a Part Two a little later this year.
Okay, okay, cool. Very cool.
West Coast, I can say that.
Okay. Now, how about, I also saw, too, you guys were doing, like, some unplugged stuff for radio stations. Would you guys be doing any, like, acoustic versions of songs, recording-wise, or unplugged shows or anything?
No, I mean, I don't think we would record that. We do that, you know, like if there's like an in-store record shop thing. But I don't feel very inclined to record that. And then these little acoustic sets are usually limited to two or three songs. So I don't think I want to put too much energy into that. We like electric guitars.
I would also add to that, I would never say never.
Yeah, okay.
Never say never. Yeah.
Extreme more than words. No.
There you go. That could be interesting, we used to.
That's so horrible, yeah.
No, it could not be interesting. I'm sorry.
I'd rather put a campfire out with my face.
Or how about Close My Eyes Forever? There you go.
Oh, yeah. Who was it? Ozzy and Lee Aaron? No, Ozzy and Lita?
And Lita Ford.
Who
was
it? Lita Ford. Lita Ford.
Yeah.
I love both of them. Not that song.
Maybe that song. I don't even remember how it goes.
Ooh, it's getting loud here. The support band is line checking.
Okay, well, real quick.
Oh, yeah. Are you from New York? Are you going to come to our show?
Actually, I'm in Philadelphia. My number's New York, but I'm in Philadelphia. You guys are here next Thursday night.
All right.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Well,
I'm coming.
If you are you coming? Okay. Tap us on the shoulder and say hi.
Absolutely. I can't wait. So, Where should we send everybody to go to find out more about Lucifer and get the music and everything?
Yeah, the web page is lucifer.church. That's actually directed to Lucifer Facebook, and there you find all infos, all the different social media channels and Spotify links, etc., merch and so on. Lucifer.church.
Awesome. And before I let you guys go, if you can just cut an ID for me, this is Johanna and Nick of Lucifer, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, this is Nick.
And Johanna of Lucifer.
And you're listening to Totally Driven Music. Is that right?
No, Totally Driven Radio.
Radio.
There you go.
Shall we do it again?
Okay. Hi, this is Nick.
And Johanna of Lucifer.
You're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Oh.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys, and I'll see you next week.
All right.
See you
Thank
next
you.
Week. It was super nice talking to you. Thank you for
Me
having
too.
Us.
Me too. Absolutely.
All
Good
right.
luck with everything. Congrats and be safe out there.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now.
All right, welcome back to the Nerdy Rocks. Bay Ragnar here, and there they are, Lucifer, Johanna, and Nick. And we played two songs off their latest album, Lucifer 2. We played, which they also have videos for, we played California Sun and Dreamer. Check them out. Check out the videos. Check out Lucifer. They're all over social media. Check out their website. Get all the links to everything. Find out where to get the albums, the music, and more. You won't be disappointed, and I cannot wait for their version of that Paul Stanley tune to come out. I'm like, please, just make it happen now. Come on. Like, let's do this. And I can't wait to see them Thursday night, so if I hope to see you there Thursday night. They're going to be a killer show in a little small room at the Kung Fu Necktie, so check them out. And you can also go to Century Media Records also as well for them to check them out. And, yeah. Check me out, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Look for Bay Ragney or Totally Driven Entertainment or Totally Driven Radio. And remember these very important words I'm about to say to you. Stay driven. See you, everybody.